I think that if any of us have a health crisis today, we're covered.
Tom Smith, Dean of the College of Education and Health Professions, began yesterday's event joking about the number of health professionals and students that were gathered at the Epley Building for Health Professions. He called the day historic and truly wonderful. He welcomed notable members of the community, U of A President Don Bobbitt, as well as Board of Trustees member Mark Waldrip, and former Representative John Paul Hammerschmidt, among others, before introducing the building itself.
It's the new home of the Speech and Hearing Clinic, where our students studying communication disorders gain valuable clinical experience while serving people of all ages in the community. And it's also the home of the Eleanor Mann School of Nursing, where we prepare bachelor's and master's degree students in the field of nursing.
The building sits on the location of the former Richardson Student Health Center. Members of Dr. Richardson's family were also in attendance.
A portion of the former building was salvaged. A new historic building plaque has been placed at the entrance of the Speech and Hearing Clinic honoring this family.
The new facility is separated into two sides. On one, the Speech and Hearing Clinic. This move has enabled the clinic to expand its services to include treatment for children. New rooms include individual and group therapy rooms for adults and children, as well as a family assessment room. The nursing side also contains the most up-to-date facilities.
It has five high-fidelity simulation labs in which mannequins simulate patient conditions and offer scenarios for nursing students to address. The mannequins can breathe, they have a pulse, their pupils dilate, and they can respond to questions from students about their pain level after the student has administered medication. These mannequins are simply amazing tools. They work in conjunction with five debriefing rooms in which students and faculty can view footage from the sim labs to assess and critique the student's performance.
Chancellor David Gerhardt mentioned gifts from Steve and Paula Milstein and Washington Regional Medical Center. In addition to those, former school teacher and longtime benefactor to the U of A, Peggy Parks, honored her mother, Amelia Murphy, with a gift to support the Amelia Rims Murphy RN Nursing Learning Environment. Ms. Parks introduced the crowd to her mother, a nurse during World War I and the following flu pandemic.
That my mother often worked two shifts and then spent the night at the hospital so she could remain on call. Now, with a shortage of nurses in our country, I was surprised to find that the university had to turn away students who wanted to go into nursing because there was a shortage of money, books, space, and teachers.
The opening of this building has allowed the Eleanor Mann School of Nursing to double enrollment in order to help fill the demand for nurses. Also in attendance were Donna and Lewis Epley, for whom the Center for Health Professions is named. Mr. Epley recognized the 100 or so students in attendance, standing around the edges of the crowd in their red scrubs and white coats.
This building was constructed for the use of the students today and tomorrow to further their education. And I got out my student first lapel pin today, Chancellor, because we all need to remember that this is why we're here today. It is because of the students.
At the age of 17, Mr. Epley was diagnosed with polio. He traces his interest in health professions to the care that he received then. His wife, Donna, a registered nurse for over 30 years, helped Peggy Parks to cut the red ribbon stretched in front of the north entrance of the Epley Center for Health Professions. After the students called the hogs, the building opened to the public for tours. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.